One lawmaker urges the Assembly Speaker to schedule veto overrides to stick up for the taxpayers. State Representative Steve Noss says legislators had been told that the four-month budget impasse would cost taxpayers $80 million. Ironically, he says, the newly signed budget, including Governor Jim Doyle's vetoes, will increase property taxes by $87 million.
If legislative leaders and the governor truly wanted to hold down property taxpayers, it is just simple common sense to go back into session and do a veto override to restore the 2% on local governments and the 4% on the tech schools.
The governor's vetoes would allow local governments to raise property taxes by 3.8% instead of the 2% that was included in the compromise budget. Doyle also vetoed a 4% levy limit on technical colleges. Noss is urging Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch to schedule a veto override vote by November 6th. Hipsch had said that he does not expect to schedule any overrides, but Noss says if they start with the Assembly, they just might have enough votes needed for the override.
Both Democrats and Republicans are very aware of the aggravation the taxpayers have with higher taxes and higher government spending. And when you're faced with voting to override the governor's vetoes that will allow government to spend more money, it will be a very difficult vote to vote against.
Noss claims tech schools can live with a 4% increase, and many local governments have already budgeted for 2%. The governor signed the $57.2 billion spending plan about a week ago. He said the budget would limit property taxes while protecting schools, law enforcement, and homeowners. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.